different voices are heard in the land. The Forum on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody to the Steve and Lou Show. My partner Steve Mayo. Hello, Steve.
Looking forward to those calls, but I also want to hear your opening subject, because we talked about it before the show, and I think we're pretty much in agreement. Things look very tough, no matter where.
The phone number here is 914-636-0110. They'll just let everybody know that, and then let me just start this off with this, everybody. Last week, North Korea shot a bomb off the coast of Japan. And it was so close that the air raids went off in Japan or whatever. Now, this is just tit for tat what's going on right now. This is all skirmishes to see who, like when you were a kid, play chicken or something like that. These are all these things to get into the psyche of these other countries. But look at the whole picture. And I talked to a lot of friends of mine this weekend, and people, they say, well, you know, Lou, they attack us, we'll make a parking lot out of them. It doesn't work that way, everybody. It does not work that way. Look what happened in New York City on 9/11. Two planes hit two buildings or whatever, and a three-block radius was all full of debris. Out of that three-block radius, people 20 years later are still dying with some kind of cancers from the particles in the air. They suffer, their reproductive systems, everything suffers, breaks down from the particles that were in the air from this. And you're talking about a three-block radius. So just imagine if one of those bombs go off and hits this country or near this country or anything like that. It's a no-win situation. And everybody, I'm going to tell you another thing. North Korea, China. Those countries that's in that area down there, Vietnam, which is a very big textile country right now, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand. These countries years ago were just no money, no nothing. These are very enriched countries right now. So you think that they're going to say, oh, get into a war with Japan and they're going to help us or whatever like that with an alliance? I don't think so. Steve?
I think we have to recognize that, obviously, the great threat in the world is China. That's become pretty well known, even though Russia's doing its best to be the number one evil force. But if you read between the lines, if you do your research, if you see where the spending is going, if you see the actions of the Chinese in expansion, building airports, Belt and Road Initiative throughout Africa, they are on the march. And I think, Lou, everybody's expecting the first grab to be at Taiwan. I guess odds are it would be. But when you're dealing with a power like China with their enormous resources, expect the unexpected from them. And you point up a possible answer. Maybe Taiwan is not the first victim outward. Maybe we see Vietnam being encroached upon Chinese. There are historic disputes between these nations going back well before our knowledge of their history. But they could very easily reach back into their history books and say, oh, we're righting a wrong. We're taking back this little province of Vietnam. Are we ready for that type of play? This is chess. It's very sophisticated. And I got to tell you, the United States running tail between our legs out of Afghanistan did not give the right message. We are not projecting strength. And we have to show strength. Doesn't mean we have to be aggressive. But we have to advertise our strength like we used to show the last 90 years of our diplomacy. We have to show it again. It doesn't do, and the constant talk about gender equality, all interesting subjects on their own, will not cut it in this new world of information. So let's face it, it's a new challenge, and I am worried
if we are ready for it. Lou, we've talked about this before. The size of our Navy. We know. We used to lead the world, bar none. China's ahead.
China's ahead.
And I'm not saying bankrupt our economy, but what is our strategy? What is the counter move?
Well, here's another thing, Steve. You mentioned it. Afghanistan. This administration, Biden's administration, what he did is they packed like a bunch of thieves in the night and left the airport in Afghanistan or whatever. And people were trying to hold on to the plane like they wanted to ride on the outside of the plane to get out of there or whatever. Our own men, people, allies who helped us fight the Taliban for years, they were leaving these people behind. They helped us with the language. They helped us with everything over there. And they're leaving these people behind, which is totally crazy or whatever. And people don't realize strategic point. I was talking to Steve before the show. Where that airport is, how it's close to China and such a strategic point in this world, that airport would have been to us. And then you leave millions of dollars in equipment, bullets, guns, everything, tanks. You leave it there at an airport and the Taliban's using it now? It's ridiculous.
It's amazing. I know we have callers, Lou, so better get to them. But I want to continue along this line if we get a chance. Callers, please participate. What do you think?
All right. Told Bruce is on the line. Bruce, you there?
Yeah, here we are. And I'm going to get you back to China, but I'm going to take you on the Burmese road and another road. But here we go.
Okay.
I want you to remember this name right now because this name could be going down in American history like Bessie Ross or somebody. Her name is Naomi Wolf.
Yep.
And she was a leftist.
Yep.
She got a hold of the Pfizer documents through a court order, and she got them, and she didn't know what to do with them. They're tens of thousands of pages. She put together a team of 2,500 scientific researchers. They since added 1,000. Her reports are coming out now. She reported them on Wednesday on YouTube and on Rumble.com. Here's the dig. Yeah. Pfizer, she says, is the most corrupt company in the history of the world, that they've done the biggest crime in the history of the world, and it all has to do with them knowing what the vaccines would do. The vaccines send off lipo-nanoparticles into your system. They give you jelly muscle. They accumulate in your brain, affect your personality. They accumulate in your heart. You've heard about the heart attacks already. They accumulate in all your organs. They accumulate in girls' ovaries. They don't know the results yet because they've started giving shots to children. They accumulate in the boys' testes.
Sick thing.
These things are amazing. They have the documents. She says, we have the research where they took the little animals and checked them in their private parts. She says, if you have a lung disease, why are you checking in private parts? Absolutely amazing. I got more for you. I hear the music.
All right. Just hold on and then make your final statement then, because I got four callers backed up. We're trying to do something new, get everybody on so nobody has to wait. All right. Thanks, Bruce. We'll be right back, everybody.
Making friends in the morning.
You guys are the greatest.
Dennis and Tawny and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. Bruce, you're on. Make your final point because we got a bunch of callers. We want to get everybody on.
No, I respect it. I've been on hold before, too. Let me make a couple points real quick.
You're tough. Go ahead. You got the bruises. Go ahead, Bruce.
Come on. Let's go.
Let's go.
All Pfizer research on COVID-19 has been transferred to China, according to Naomi. Number two, China now owns a huge piece of Pfizer. All right? Now, you can hear Naomi on Rumble.com or YouTube by just typing in Naomi Wolf and Hillsdale. Naomi Wolf and Hillsdale. But she has uncovered what she says is one of the greatest crimes against humanity of all time.
No doubt.
And Pfizer is the attack mechanism, according to her. Wow. And there
you go. That's the classic capitalist fool who'll sell his hangman the rope. Pfizer's doing this, right? And they are profiting while Americans are being strangled. So the analogy is apt. And isn't it funny, Bruce, this is not the first one you have identified. There are a lot of leftist, formerly leftist intellectuals, maybe they still are leftist, but they are seeing clearly, and these are people who've been in love with big government, right, and the left liberal program, but they are sometimes the clearest thinker. Alinsky, Ms. Wolf, there are others. It's time to start looking at new sources, Bruce, and thank you. I've heard Wolf on the radio on some shows. She's great. There's a lot of good talent out there. We got to open our eyes and minds to them.
All right. Well, we opened up a real good one today on your show because it hasn't made the major news yet, but guess what? It made the Lou show.
Bruce, it should. It really should. And you know, it may not, and that's because of, we know, media bias.
Yeah. It will. There's more coming. There's tens of thousands dead in the United States they did not report, according to Naomi.
Okay? All right, Bruce. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thanks.
Good points today. Very good. Very, very good. All right, let's get to Lorraine. Lorraine?
Yes, hi.
Hi Lorraine.
Hi. I just wanted to change the subject for a minute about the capital bond proposition.
Okay.
It's for $29 million. And this, to me, is such a political move. I'm so upset about it.
Let's
first of all,
this, Lorraine, please, this is the New Rochelle
School Board. May I assume?
Yes, the school board. I'm sorry. Yes, no the school board. First of all, some of these projects we shouldn't even vote on. They should just have been in the budget and do it. They want to secure public entry vestibules in all 10 schools, and that's fine with me for security. The Isaac Young School has a big ventilation problem. It should have been improved before they went back for COVID because all we kept hearing about it was ventilation.
Yes.
The only way for that school to have any ventilation is to open the windows.
It's crazy.
Right.
Now, isn't that nuts?
It is crazy.
It's an old standard. It always worked.
I mean, but the thing is, this is ridiculous, as considering what has gone on in schools. God forbid somebody forgets to close a window. You know, we're going to. Then they're going to redo the total Whitney M. Young Auditorium. That, to me, is a luxury.
Really?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Remarkable. I've been there many times. I've never found it particularly deficient in any way. Acoustics,
yes.
Space, it's a decent space. I think they did a good job there building it or rebuilding it. What's the emergency?
It's new seating, upgrading acoustics, new curtains, rigging, sound system, because not only does the school use it, but community events are held there. So let the community pay for it, or whoever wants to hold an event. Now, the other one is Columbus School, the buying of the property for the parking lot. We will not be reimbursed on this unless they put in an outdoor classroom. Okay? Now, they are all looking at an outdoor classroom that's at Ward. I will not tell you where the location is, but it is secure. But how are you going to put an outdoor classroom in a parking lot and have this secure? This, to me, is absolutely ridiculous.
I can't see that. That's... And the other thing, what you're talking about, the auditorium there.
Yeah.
I think that, why can't the public, we're getting all these millions of billions of dollars of buildings, developers, why don't we go to see if we get the construction? Why can't, like, Lou, my construction company, I'm very wealthy construction, can you donate $2 million into it? We'll even put your name on the auditorium or whatever like that. Why can't we get public funds for this? Why does everybody thing has to be on the taxpayer back that keeps escalating? Why does everything have to be on the back of the taxpayer?
Well, Lorraine, Lou, we know the answer. It's quote-unquote... for the children, we hear this.
Yes,
we hear this mantra, and nobody's more in favor of good public education than myself, and I think Lou I can include, and I know, Lorraine, you act with your feet and your hands. I got to tell you, though, it's not on the average citizen's mind. It's not discussed, and you know what happens. What happens on Election Day when three people show up for the referendum you're talking about, the bond referendum, and two people vote yes and one votes no? It passes.
It passes.
This is what happens here. There's the electorate. The franchise is so limited because so few people know Lorraine, what you know, and several of our other callers know, how do we cure this lack of information? Never mind activism and awareness. It's nowhere.
And also at the high school and Barnard. Barnard, they have to include work for the storm drain upgrades to improve drainage. Now, why wasn't this done when we were doing all the drainage work throughout the district? And at the high school, renovations to the point of an egress, which is now a dead-end corridor, and correcting a code deficiency. We hired, supposedly, the head of facilities, who has since retired and now was hired back as a consultant. He was supposed to be the expert that knew everything. Why wasn't this done when we had the very big bond passing and had to improve all the schools? This is what I want to know.
I think that the property that the Columbus School, getting back to that now, because I know that area very good. The property, the house next door that they're looking to buy, it goes very deep. And what I think, this is only my opinion, mm-hmm. is that the glass house, because it was a school of science or whatever, I think they want to put the glass house to the back there and then put some kind of playground area. Because there's no playground there no more. And the playground used to be on Washington Avenue. They made that parking lot there for kids to. And when the kids come out from, it was with first grade classes and second grade when my kids were going to school. Mm-hmm. There's no play area there no more. I think they want to put the glass house in the back and then put a little parking lot in front of that or whatever like that. This way, you know, these teachers, they want their cake and eat it.
But we don't know how many parking spaces we're getting if you buy the property, and we don't know how many will be taken away if we put this so-called outdoor classroom. And is there security around this classroom?
Right, let's face it. We're not going to cure it just talking about it on this show, though. I thank you for bringing it up to speed and making me aware. I didn't know about this. I know about school bond games, which are played every year, if not every couple of years. How do we make the public interested? Let me give you another scenario. Why aren't our elected officials in the city council talking about this? We hear that school budgets and school policy are not the concern of political parties. We've been taught that partisan politics has no place, Lou Lorraine, in education. Well, I ask you, how about bonds? Where's the policy there? Who is that helping other than the contractors? And yes, maybe some of the beneficiaries of these classes and these parking spaces, but why isn't there more notice to the public? Why aren't we talking about it in public, in City Hall, and yes, even at city council meetings? They don't have to make the decision. Let it be an airing place for these issues. We hear nothing of it unless you call and some of our other callers, or you go to school board meetings yourself. It's got to be more.
But even if you go to a school board meeting, there's no discussion. I mean, I sat in on a budget report from PTAC, from PTA Council meeting. It was presented. But, I mean, presented, it's a joke. I mean, you can't even go line by line or see what every school is getting individually. Yes. It's just, they're getting away with so much.
Thanks
and
for
it's
the
first time I am so upset about this budget. I don't know what to say about it.
All right, Lorraine, thank you so much. Tell John I said hello.
I will.
All right, Lorraine, thank you.
We'll be right back after this top of the hour break. And Joanne is on the line. All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Skating away.